The sermon that you see in the outline on the back of your bulletin, I'm going to do that next Sunday. So just tuck that away and we'll talk about that next Sunday morning. We have some folks who are wanting to get away on time this morning to get down to Alabama for the funeral at 2 o'clock for Josh Puckett's father. And I want to accommodate them and ensure that they're able to do that. In Ephesians chapter 6, and Josh's words just moments ago in the Lord's Supper reminded me of this. In Ephesians chapter 6, Paul talks about parents and children. And he says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." And he says, "Honor your father and your mother," which is the first commandment with a promise. What's the promise? "That it may be well with you and that you may live long on this earth." And then he says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline or nurture and admonition or instruction of the Lord." We got the call Friday evening that Josh Puckett's father had met a very untimely death in a tragic accident. The kind of response that we had when we heard the news was exactly the kind of response that you've had, whether you heard it before or you heard it this morning. And it is a reminder to all of us, I think, of the brevity of life. You know, we understand death comes to everybody. We get that. It's kind of a heart-head situation. In our head, we know that. But in our heart, sometimes the timing of that is not very easy to accept. And some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. As you have lost parents way too soon, I know that I have. My mother died when she was in her early 50s. But I look at this passage in Ephesians chapter 6, and I find it interesting that Paul calls out dads. He just calls us out. And he says, "Fathers, dads, do not provoke your children to anger." Why does he say that? Because we have a tendency to do that. We dads have a tendency to expect too much. We dads have a tendency to expect perfection. We dads have a tendency to expect in our children what we don't do ourselves. And that hasn't changed. That hasn't changed since the day Paul wrote that. That's why he said that. "Fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath or to anger." I've seen that on the baseball field. I'll guarantee you, Tim has seen that many times. With dads who take it way too seriously. A sport, a diversion, becomes a consuming passion, and they demand more of their children than they should of themselves, or they do of themselves. But we do that in other things in life as well. We get so focused on the minutiae, we get so focused on the smaller things of life, that in the grand scheme of things, don't really matter. And then somehow we lose sight of what does matter. And what does matter is whether or not our children have a relationship with God. What does matter is whether that we as their parents, dad and mom, set the right kind of example in front of them. That's what matters. And that's what matters most, because that's what matters eternally. It's tough being a dad. It's not easy. But it's tough being a child. And that's not easy either. And some of you as adult children are beginning to learn that as time progresses, there becomes a transition in life when you have to begin to parent your parents. And that's not easy either. Because there is a fine line between honoring father and mother and then realizing that as age and life begins to take its toll, that you have to assume a very difficult position. As you transition into a time when you have the responsibility of taking care of them. And some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. Some of you have been there. Some of you are there. Many of you will be there. And it's not easy being a parent, but it's not easy being a child as you watch your parents age. And you transition in many ways into a giver of care for them. My dad and I sat and talked the other day. And we talked about his death. And that's not easy to talk about with a parent. Because as children growing up, we don't ever think about that. Josh is right. When we're young, our parents are strong and they can do anything. And then you see them age and you begin to realize the inevitable. And my dad took me into his bedroom and into his closet, and he pulled down the big gray box where all the important papers are. He said, here's what you need to know, and here's what you need to do. And my dad's very organized. Everything is just spelled out. Here's the folder for this, and the folder for that, and the folder for that. I didn't really want to talk about all that. But I knew that we needed to talk about all of that. And he knew we needed to talk about all of that. Because he wanted to make sure everything was in order. Some people don't get that luxury. Because they meet an untimely death, as Josh's dad did. And Josh is going to have some issues. He's going to have some struggles dealing with that. And we need to be there for him and for Brittany and to encourage them, as some of the rest of you have seen the same and felt the same. And that's where the church becomes a family. That's where we respond to the needs of one another, to help one another through these times of crisis and difficulties. Oh, by the way, one more verse in Proverbs, chapter 17 and verse 6. It's a verse I like a lot, but I don't like a lot. Grandchildren, I like that part, are the crown of old men. I don't like that part. And the glory of sons is their fathers. That's true of daughters too, by the way. We look up to our dads, which says, dads, we got to set a better example than we set sometimes. Because life is short. Life is short. May God help all of us to realize the example and the potential for the example, either good or bad, that we can set before our children. And may God help those of us who are children realize how brief a time we have with our parents and with our grandparents. And may we maximize that time and build some life memories. And as parents and grandchildren and grandparents, may we pass on some things, hopefully some wisdom, not only by our words, but may we pass on some wisdom by the very lives we lead and the very examples we set. And may we always remember, this is life on this earth. This is eternity. Let us train our children and raise our children with eternity in our minds. We sing the song of invitation this morning. If you need to obey the gospel and become a Christian, become a child of God, it is interesting. Scripture talks about the analogy of our Father. And He is the perfect Father. Maybe you didn't have a perfect Father. In fact, I will say you did not. But we know who is. And He asks you to be born again into His very special family. And you can do that. You can be baptized for the remission of your sins, raised to walk in a new life, born again. Maybe as a child of the Father in heaven, you have not walked worthy. And maybe you've gone astray. Maybe you haven't set the right example in front of your kids. Maybe you failed. And in many ways, all of us have. Many are the time that I've had to go and apologize to my children because I didn't set a good example. I'm guessing that's true of every one of us as a parent. But we try. And may God help us to keep trying and to keep setting that example. But if you need our prayers and you need our encouragement, we're glad to offer it to you. Won't you come while we stand and sing?